Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible to the book of Romans, chapter 12. We continue today to speak about a church and ministry as the expectation of God. This will be part 7. And we continue to speak about ministry. This word ministry has been repeated in the scriptures. And we tackle in the previous message, the Old Testament term, and we move to the New Testament. We spoke about the liturgy, that were willingness to sacrifice to God and offer service to satisfy the needs. And today we will speak about another word and search scripture about it, that is called diaconia. Romans 12 verse 7 say, where Paul was speaking to the Romans and was telling them about the spiritual gifts. In verse 7 say, our ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teaches on teaching. The word here is ministry. Let us wait on our ministering. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this day. We thank you for your word that you sent us on time to help us to understand your will and how you want us to go on and serve you, Lord. I pray, make the message clear, put verses and statements so your people will grasp what you are speaking to them. I pray for lives to be changed. I pray for fruit in our lives. Pray for more harvest, more service, and more people to be reached out. I pray for more evangelism and more disciples to be made. Lord, take this message with the power of the Holy Ghost and make it reach areas with the anointing of the Holy Ghost to touch people's lives so that their needs would be met. And they will rise up to serve you. Thank you, God. I pray for salvation. I pray for healing. I pray for hope. I pray for help that's come from you. I pray for wisdom. And I pray for questions to be answered. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. This word, diaconia, in addition that is here, is also in other places in the New Testament. The first place is in Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10 and verse 40. Where this word is used, it's used to describe ministry that we do under somebody else's commands. Somebody give us instruction, and we do it. In Luke chapter 10 verse 40 is a good example of how we need to listen to instruction and do the word. Here where the Lord had visited the house of Martha and Mary, and we read in verse 40, but Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. Now here, Martha was so busy and upset about a lot of things to do. She was cumbered to do a lot of things. And for her understanding, that was service. But she was under somebody else. Christ was over her, and she was not listening to him, but she was doing her own. And at the end she was having frustration, and she went back to him and she told him, you don't care about me. Why you don't speak to my sister who left me alone? Tell her to serve. But the point here, if we apply the word ministry and here, the meaning of it, the diaconia, is that to work under somebody else to give you instruction and do not that, you get it the opposite. You give the instruction and you should follow. It will not work in this way. Many people, they want to do ministry, but they want to do their own. And that's why there's frustration and there's clashes and there's a problem. At the end of the day, we are not able to achieve the correct things, the very correct things that God wants us to do. And that's where here the important to understand what you are serving and what you need to do. In the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 1 and verse 12, Paul saying, and I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has enabled me for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. We need to be thankful for the ministry that God has given to us, appreciate it, and we should work with a deep understanding. There are certain times you have a ministry that you are under God directly. There's no doubt about it. But there are certain times you are given ministry to be under somebody else's instruction that you need to follow. Otherwise, you cannot mix up. We need to be thankful to have a ministry, but we need to keep the order so that the ministry will go on. From my experience, those who follow the instruction, their ministry will continue and will prosper. But those who start to do their own, it will be a hardship to bring the fruit. There is in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 4, and verse 11, that's where Paul was speaking to Timothy and he told him, only Lucas with me, take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable to me for the ministry. Paul here was happy with Mark and he said that he is profitable, somebody who is giving me profit and very good health in my ministry. That's the way you have to become thankful to God for the ministry that God has given you. You need to be a profitable, you need to be a person who brings the fruit that God desires. But let us go about the life of this Mark. Mark in book of Acts chapter 13, here Paul was happy with him and he asked that Timothy will bring him back to Paul because he is of good standard that will help Paul in the ministry. In Acts chapter 13, while Paul was in his first missionary journey, and in verse 13, now when Paul and his company loosed from Paphos, they came to Perge in Pamphylia, and John, departing from them, returning to Jerusalem. That John is the same Mark. What he did was a mission going on. He did a lot of things. But in the middle, he turned back And he did not go to a bad place. He went to Jerusalem. But that was not the will of God. When he did like this, Paul, he get very bad experience about him that I was leaning on Mark, that is John, but Mark is no more. He did his own and he went back to some other place that he should not go because God wants him to be with us. That's why in Acts chapter 15, that's where when we don't understand what is ministry, when we are called to work with somebody, that he needs us and we need him, that will cause some failure and some frustration. Acts 15 verse 37 and 38, that is in the, before they start the second missionary journey, and Barnabas determined to take with them John, whose surname was Mark. But Paul thought not good to take him with them, who departed from them from Pamphylia, and went not with them to the work. So here, when it come again the opportunity to serve God, Paul is hesitant to take Mark, which is called John, with them, because again he will leave us in the middle, and then it will be a very painful experience that you need depending on somebody, but he failed in the mid. But thanks be to God. Our God is God who restores and God who gives us chances, and God wants us to come back to him and serve him within the structure and within the vision and within the rules that he wants us to go through. The second application of the word diakonia is when a ministry, our mission is to proclaim the word of God. That is a ministry for everyone, to proclaim God's word and to promote disciple making. That is that everyone is commissioned by the Lord to do this ministry. In Acts chapter 1 verse 25, actually this is the ministry that the Lord had left for the apostle and for us today just to do, and that was the Bible called, the Bible calls it the apostle ministry. And we are part of it. We are doing the commands of God to proclaim God's word. In Acts chapter 1 verse 25, when they were having a hard time to replace Judas Iscariot, and they cast lot in, and the lot was used to choose whom God would choose to replace Judas Iscariot, because the message should continue. Verse 25, that he may take part of this ministry and apostleship from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place. Now here, the commands of God, that the ministry of the apostles to proclaim God's word and to be a witness for Christ should be continued. And that is the command for each and every one of us. To evangelize, to make disciples, that is really the command of God directed to each and every one of us. That's the ministry. Other ministry, you might be under some instruction that you need to follow. Disciple making and evangelism, it is really for each and every one of us. We need to do, because in this we are accountable to God himself. And in the book of 2 Corinthians, what ministry God had given us, what the ministry that God had given to the apostles, and also had given us this ministry to continue the apostolic ministry. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18, say, and all these things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. He has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. He reconciled us with God, Christ, and our ministry is to reconcile the people with God. We go and evangelize. We show them their sin. We speak about repentance. And we show them that they are enemy of God. They need to turn away from sin and reconcile with God. That is the reconciliation ministry. That is the responsibility of each and every one of us. We are the ambassador of Christ. That's why you find that many churches and many ministries starting based on evangelism. They are under God. But later on, when there is discipleship and the word that need to be disciplined and also correction, they need to be part of a church and part of a system. We go back where Martha started to do her own. That will not work. Evangelism, discipleship, but finally need to be under a certain discipline and certain system that we need to follow, so that the harvest of God will be also conserved, will be protected, so that disciples will become workers and minister for the word of God. When we just want to evangelize and make disciples, without further steps, we cannot be able to reproduce ministers and workers who go along the terms of God and also His Word. This word, diaconia, also, it can describe the office of the apostle. In Acts chapter 6, verse 4. Acts chapter 6, verse 4. Say, when they gathered all the people and they told them, you choose some men, because we cannot continue waiting on tables. The apostles spoke to the people and they told them, choose some men among you. And verse 4 say, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. The apostles were withdrawn to wait on table. But that is not their real ministries. Sometimes pressure of life, pressure of ministry pushes us away from what God wants us to do really. Prayer pushes us away from prayer, pushes us away from preaching the word and also teaching. We need to be careful. Here, Peter was careful that the ministry should not be only administration. The part of the administration is very important in the running of the church. But certain time when the administration takes all our time and our arrangements, and we will not have time for prayers, and time also, the meaning of a prayer is time to receive it from God, and time for the word, time for Bible study, evangelism, and make disciples, that also need to be checked. in Acts chapter 20. And I'm speaking here about how to keep what God really wants us. The enemy tries to push us. Sometimes we are overscheduled, busy, but we need not to forget or neglect our ministry. In Acts chapter 20, verse 24, now all these examples have a deep stories, and of course the Holy Ghost is speaking to us, speaking to you, speaking to those who are going to hear the message in other places. And I pray and I trust God that their needs will be met and their problem also will be solved. In Acts chapter 20 verse 24 is a very good example of what Paul had adopted in his ministry, in his lifestyle. But none of these things will move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Paul was persecuted, was pushed from every side, but he was able to maintain the office of the apostle that he received from God. He did not go into civilian affairs or lose his focus or direction, but he swallowed all the pressure, the persecution, the bad treatment in order to maintain the mercy that God had entrusted to him. And the Lord, I pray, give us discernment, alertness, and the Spirit to maintain the ministry that He given to us. When God gives us ministry, is a privilege. Ministry is the mercy of God in our life. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, Paul say, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. He says that we have this ministry, and he said we have received mercy, and based that we receive mercy, we faint not. What God given us of service, that will be our also bread. So that even we are pressurized from every side, that will be our encouragement that we will faint not till we accomplish it and do the thing that will please God and will please the saint of God, our Savior. In Romans 15:31, that's where call for perseverance. Now the meaning of the ministry, the meaning of the diaconia, to keep really what God has called you to do. There will be much of temptation to push you, to pull you, to shift you, to kick you, but you need to be wise and discerning to keep what God has entrusted you to do. That's why there are many people, they have a lot of excuses. Because of this, because of that, because of that, because of that. We need to be alert that we should not let anything take what God has given us of service and ministry. That is the mercy of God, and that ministry is the mercy, and because of that we faint not. We faint not, and in Romans chapter 15 verse 31, that I may be delivered, that's Paul say, that I might be delivered from them that do not believe in Judea, and that my service which I have for Jerusalem may be accepted of the saints. He is going to place that there are people who hate him, and he says that God will deliver me. He did not give up his calling and his ministry. And that my service, which I have for Jerusalem, may be accepted of the saints. Still, he was wishing to please the saint of God, and those saints, they were the apostles. The next application of the word diakonia in the ministry of the prophets, evangelists, and elders of the church, in book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 3, verse 7 to 9, say, but if the ministration of death, written and engraved in stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away, how shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? For if the ministration of the condemnation be glory, much more does the ministration of the righteousness exceed any glory. Here we speak about the base of our ministry. It should be based on the Holy Ghost. The work of the Holy Ghost in our lives should be well manifested, and we should be moved by the Holy Ghost where He is leading us. And that's where God is moving, as we are consumed by the Holy Ghost, as we have taken by the Holy Ghost, we'll move where God is moving us to. In Ephesians chapter 4, so here we serve God with the gifts we have, and we serve God according to the leading, and where the Holy Spirit is taking us. We need to be discerning, yes, certain time resistant, certain time we need to shift from a place to place. We need to be aware of all these daily details or minute details of our lives and observe. Certain time when you observe past days or weeks or months in your life, and you can conclude certain things that God is doing, and God is telling you things that you need to do. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 12, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Here, as we are led by the Holy Spirit, the ministry is that the Holy Spirit lead us inside the body of Christ is to the perfection of the saints. Every now and then God wants us to go to a higher level of certain commitment. God wants to perfect us. And God also wants us to do certain work that we have not yet done in our life. And God also wants to edify us from sin or limbs or wrongdoing that we need to overcome. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 3, say, giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed. And to be careful to overcome sin and also shortcomings, so that no blame will befall on the ministry. And that's where God calls us to have high level of self-control and not to do things that out of the Word of God and out of the leading of the Holy Ghost. In 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 5, Second book of 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 5. What Paul instructs Timothy, but watch thou in all things, watch yourselves, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of the ministry. And here, the work of the prophets, evangelists, the elder of the church, the pastor of the church, we need to endure hardship, we need to continue to evangelize, and make full proof of our ministry. There is a purpose of God in our ministry, and we need to fulfill it until He come and take us. Other meaning of the word diakonia is about the ministry to help the needy, the ministry of giving, and the ministry that we will collect and distribute and meet the material needs of God's people and the ministry of God. In the book of Acts chapter 11, giving is also a ministry. Finances is important, alms, giving, supporting the ministry is important, and that is how the word diakonia is involved in all these following scriptures that we are going to talk in Acts chapter 11 and verse 29. So it is all together, effort, keeping your ministry, washing yourself, putting your finances in the service of God, proclaiming God's word, evangelism, discipleship, all goes together. Acts chapter 11 verse 29, Paul says, Luke wrote, then the disciples, every man according to his ability determined to send relief unto the brethren which dwell in Judea. Here, the willingness to give according to the ability to support the needs of the saints. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 4, we need to give our life, our ambitions and our plans, our time and our effort, and our material things, all needed in the ministry of God. Verse 4 I will read, 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 4, praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of ministering to the saints. Here, Paul was arranging to receive finances and the gifts of the church in Corinth, and he will take it to be used to minister to the saints who are in need. In chapter 9, verse 1, 2 Corinthians 9, verse 1, for as touching the ministering of the saints, it is superfluous for me to write to you. Here, Paul was not embarrassed to speak about it, because that is the way the church at that time need to serve God. And also we can read in verse 12 and 13 from the same chapter, for the administration of this service not only supplies the want of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgiving unto God. Whilst by the experiment of this ministration, they glorify God for your profess subjection unto the gospel of Christ, and for your liberal distribution unto them and to all men. So here it is, God will be glorified as we give what is due to God and willing to promote and push the mystery of God also forward. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 11, also we can read, now therefore perform the doing of it, that as there was readiness to will, so there may be a performance also out of that which you have. If you are willing, then you need to match it with obedience and do what God wanted to give to him. We will go to the last application of this word, is where this word is applied in the office of deacons, those who serve God, and those who are located in the church, that they will be responsible to carry the main burden of the ministry and satisfy the needs of the saints. In book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and verse 16, speak about Stephanas, chapter 16 verse 15, 1 Corinthians chapter 16 verse 15, he say, I beseech you brethren, you know the house of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. So there here, Stephanas, he was either a deacon or a pastor, and he knew that God had called him to be there, and he was addicted on what? He was addicted on serving the saints. Serving and doing what the Lord wants him to do. I hope and I pray that this message, God will challenge each and every one of us to get involved in serving God with deep understanding, humility and wisdom, so the ministry of God will not be blamed. In Hebrews chapter 1 verse 14, the same word diakonia is where the angels of God, they are sent by God to serve those who inherit salvation. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? As we serve God, not only the Holy Ghost with us, but they are the angels of God is sent to us to help us, to deliver us, and to save us. We are reminded that when Paul was in the sea and the ship was about to be sunk in the water, he say, the angel of the Lord appeared to me in vision, and he assured him that he and those all with him will be saved. Sure, the angel of God preserved that ship because God's minister was there and his mercy have not yet been finished. Let's all stand and commit our life to the Lord and let us continue to serve the Lord. And how lovely on the mountains the feet of him who bring good news, announcing peace, reconciliation, the news of happiness of our God reign. Lord, thank you for your Son Jesus Christ who died on the cross for our sin. Lord, we commit our life and will unto you. Lord, I will abide with the office that you entrust to me to serve you, God, to raise up more disciples and workers in the ministry. Lord, I pray for faithfulness in the life of each and every worker. Give them undivided heart and mind. Give them willingness to serve. Give them also discernment that they will not allow the devil or pressures or persecution to deceive them and push them away from what you ask them to do. I pray for workers to be raised up. I pray for more evangelists, pastors and teachers and prophets to declare and proclaim your word. O God, hear our prayer. Hear us, O Lord. Thank you. the salvation of Jesus. Thank you, because you rule and reign. We thank you for the mystery that you've given for each and every one of us. And we pray as we come into our life to be worthy of this calling, that we will behave and save wholeheartedly with the discernment, with the wisdom. I pray for fruit and harvest. I pray for expansion of your church and your kingdom. O Lord, I pray for more souls to be saved and more disciples to be raised up, and workers from among us to save you. Lord, take this word of yours to the places that you need your people to be aware of. Let them hear, O God, and whatever the purpose of sending it, let be accomplished. In the name of Jesus. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory, God. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.